Matt Lawrence has put together a little video of some pictures and things from the retreat. So I'm going to ask Don if you'll bring the lights down. I'm going to just put this on, and it'll give you a little taste and flavor of what winter retreat was like.
I definitely think that small groups have opened my eyes to God a little bit. After Bill speaks, when we go together and we answer those questions, sometimes it impacts me a little bit more than just sitting there and listening to Bill speak, which I have felt a lot of wisdom from that as well. But just talking with people, our peers and our leaders, has really inspired me.
Part of retreat is probably the note cards. It's really cool to see what people, it's really encouraging to see what people think of me and how much they love me and stuff.
Let's see, my favorite part of the weekend was definitely Sunday night when everybody shared, because it really shows like what God did in everybody's life throughout the whole weekend, and it brings everybody closer.
Okay, my favorite part of this winter retreat has been this morning at breakfast. I was talking to Roland, and I asked him what he learned at winter retreat, and he said that he learned like how much God actually loves him, and he didn't realize before that God wasn't obligated to come to earth and like die for us, and like hearing his heart is my favorite.
I like winter retreat. Main reason is we get together, we have fun, we do it and enjoying the love of God, what he has done for us, and he sent his son down here to die on the cross, and it means so much. His love is endless. We owe him everything, and we get together and we can appreciate that and just go into depth of it, what it truly means to us, and what to him what we are worth. And when he looks at the cross and looks back at us, he says we are worth it. And that means so much, you can't put it in words.
For me as leader, it's actually really kind of really special and exciting, because I first came on the winter retreat 2 years ago, and I wasn't even a member of this church, and I never thought I was going to join this church. I really thought that Jonathan was going to come and join my church, and that's how it was going to go down, and because, you know, that was what I had planned. And I've always worked with children, like little children, and I didn't even think I liked high schoolers. I was like, I'm just not a big, you know, I just didn't really connect with high schoolers. I didn't think I liked them in particular, or that was what I was called to do. And I came on the winter retreat for the first time, and I just connected so much with the youth this 2 years ago. And it was such an amazing experience for me, and just seeing their hearts and getting to know them. And I just loved them so much that it was actually maybe 2 or 3 days after I came back from winter retreat for the first time that I met with my pastor and told him that I was going to be leaving the church and I was going to join Eastwood.
Winter retreat probably means, I guess, trying to reach out to other people and having a chance to talk to them in like a space where we're all in the same mindset, and I guess just trying to like help them look at things from a different perspective, maybe in a way I didn't get like on a regular day.
Winter retreat is exactly what it is. It's a retreat. It's a getaway for me. I get to step out of my problems, out of gossip, out of the routine of school and coming home and working and everything, and I just get to take a couple days to dedicate to God and focus in on what He has for me to prepare me for the journey ahead.